Hello there. This is Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries with your daily moments of meditation and prayer time, which is a ministry of this radio station for your spiritual encouragement. Today, let's turn to the Old Testament book of the Psalms, and let's turn to Psalm 113. Psalm 113, and I would like to read the entire psalm with you. That, of course, is only 9 verses, but as we read down through this psalm, we see that it really is a psalm to encourage us to praise God. In fact, some folks have referred to this psalm as a hymn of praise to God, and it truly is. Psalm 113, note what the Word of God says. Praise ye the Lord. Praise, O ye servants of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord from this time forth and forevermore. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is like unto the Lord God? Who dwelleth on high? Who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in the earth? He raiseth up the poor out of the dust, and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with the princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord. That's Psalm 113, all 9 verses. And you can see there that there truly is a call to praise the Lord. Number one, because of who he is, and secondly, because of what he does. I would encourage you to take some time to meditate upon Psalm 113 today, and then begin to give God the praise. Notice what it says in verse 3. From the rising of the sun until the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised. What does that mean? It means that from the moment we wake up in the morning until we go to bed at night, the idea of praise should be on our lips. God deserves our praise, not only because of who he is, the great God who is filled with grace and mercy and love and truth that is extended toward us every day, but also for what he does. As it says there in verse 7, he raises up the poor out of the dust and lifteth the needy out of the dunghill. And then it says in verse 9, he maketh the barren woman to keep house, to be a joyful mother of children. In other words, yes, we should praise God for who he is, but also for the way that he works in our lives. So often we can see where God does do the impossible things in our lives. I don't know about you, but there have been times when I've been going through a time of barrenness, as it were, or a time of fear, or a time of great concern, and I've taken it to the Lord because that which I was facing seemed to be impossible to me. But with God, there is nothing that's impossible. And I've taken that burden to the Lord, and the Lord brought me through. And I'm sure that many of you can say amen to that today, because you've experienced it as well. But praise is something that should be on our lips continually. And I firmly believe that the more we praise God, the more, number one, God is exalted in our life. But secondly, the more we will be aware of God's work in our lives. There are many things in this world to be negative about, but we need not be negative at all about God because of the great God that he is and for the way that he provides. Let us be people of praise unto God from the rising of the sun until the going down of the same. Father, we do want to praise you for the great God that you are, and I pray that each and every one of us will take heed to Psalm 113 and be people of praise to exalt you for the great God that you are and for all that you do. In Jesus' name I ask it, amen. Thank you for joining me on this Moments of Meditation and Prayer Time. Until we come together once again on this radio station, I'm Pastor Gary Dahl of the Way of Truth Ministries saying, God bless you and keep looking up. For remember, the best is yet to come, for Jesus could return again today. Amen.